And now we want to take a moment to consider the eggplant. It's not just from Parmesan anymore, although we have a terrific recipe from our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, who also has some other eggplant treats. I think one is going to be my new favorite thing, but we'll get to that. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Robin. So you blew the lead.
That we got something great. But eggplant Parmesan does get a bad reputation, doesn't it?
Well, there's a reason for that. Generally, when you order it, it's soaked in oil, it's been fried, it's breaded and breadcrumbs, there's heavy amounts of cheese, mm-hmm. and it's gloppy.
Yeah.
And it's like, where's the eggplant? Where's the flavor? It seems to be all about oil. But there are several ways to avoid that.
Well, I have to say, in defense of the gloppy eggplant, I do love that too. At some, you know, sometimes you get
it's a classic.
Right,
absolutely. Yeah. It's a classic. But here's what I did.
What'd you do?
So imagine eggplant like a sponge. When you cut it open, that spongy texture, when you want to saute it in a little bit of oil because you want to keep it healthy, it just sucks up all that oil, and then you have to add more. The way to get around that, for me, is I roast an eggplant whole. So you take an entire eggplant, you wrap it in foil, you put it in a 400-degree oven for anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. Then you can slice it, and then I interspersed it with the last tomatoes of the season. You could also use your favorite tomato sauce, a slice of mozzarella, a slice of fresh basil, and I keep repeating. Mm. There's a very little bit of olive oil on the bottom of the dish, but otherwise, all that flavor that you're tasting is from the tomatoes and the eggplant and the cheese.
And not the oil.
Didn't
you used to have to, I can remember making eggplant Parmesan, and you'd have to slice it and dry it and put paper towels
on
it.
Okay, let's get, I'm glad you brought that up. That is the other issue. That is the bitterness issue. And this is what turns a lot of people off from eggplant. First thing to say about this is if you buy eggplant at a farmer's market or you get it from a friend's garden, it will go straight through the fall. It's not going to be bitter because it's fresh. Mm. The bitterness develops with age. So that's tip number one. The second way to deal with it is salt. You cut it in half or into the shape that you want for your dish, put it into a colander, sprinkle it liberally with salt, and you put a plate on top with a can of soup or a can of broth, and you weigh it down. And what happens is all the bitter juices are released.
Not what we were doing.
But that's an extra step. And the roasting is so much healthier. And I don't know, if you can avoid salting something and waiting around a half an hour, I say more power to you.
Okay. Here we have, looks like a ratatouille. What's this?
It's actually a caponata, which is a classic Italian recipe. It's like a relish or a condiment, and I absolutely love this. You roast the eggplant, right? Uh-huh. So much flavor happening mm-hmm. there. And then you heat some olive oil, onion, garlic, chopped red and green peppers.
It's sweet.
It is sweet because the eggplant's sweet. You add fresh tomatoes, which are sweet, and then it's got raisins in it and olives in it. And so there's sweet and savory going on, and this is delicious just with crackers and cheese plate. It's wonderful with pasta, actually. People serve it with grilled fish or shrimp and also with grilled meats.
Okay, now...
now for your favorite recipe.
And I can't believe, because that last one, that might have been number one, except, oh my God.
Except this one.
This. What would you call this?
I call it eggplant curry, and it's like a Thai green curry. Again, I roasted the eggplant, and then I made a curry, which I have to say, I just made up on the spot, and I was like, oh, I feel the same way. I'm like, I want to eat this a lot.
Hire that woman.
Right. It's oil and ginger and onion and garlic. And then I added some green Thai curry paste to it. And it's got scallions. And of course, it's got coconut milk. And that's where you get that delicious richness. And I served it over brown rice, which has got that wonderful nutty texture.
Wow. And can you get that stuff everywhere, the curry paste and everything? Can you everywhere?
It's in my supermarket in Maine, so I say yes, it's everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of cilantro and scallions on top.
Quick question. Some people avoid eggplant and tomatoes and things because they say they're part of the nightshade family.
They are a nightshade.
They call them deadly nightshade, and they say it gives them arthritis and pain.
Yeah, it's really inconclusive medical evidence. People with certain types of arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis, report a worsening of symptoms like swelling and joint pain after they eat nightshades. I have many friends who have rheumatoid arthritis and live on tomatoes and eggplants, which are both nightshades. So it's something to think about if that's part of your medical life. But I don't think this eggplant's going to hurt you in any way. It's going to make you feel kind of great.
Well, you, as usual, talk to your doctor about
that. Talk to your doctor. Eat it in moderation.
Meantime, buying an eggplant, how do you...
Yes, firm, heavy in your hand. It should feel weighty. The skin should be glossy and bright. There shouldn't be any bruising or scars.
And how long can they keep?
They'll keep for a good week, 10 days. You want to keep them refrigerated. But again, if we have learned that bitterness develops with age, you want to buy them fresh, cook them quickly.
In eggplants. In eggplants. Not people.
I'm not referencing any hosts of here and now here, okay? I'm not referencing myself. No. We're speaking about eggplant, which are also called aubergine or garden egg or brinjal.
And they're wonderful. You've outdone yourself. Resident Chef Kathy Gunst, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.